I do think that he came out a little bit more focused, to be honest. The intensity level was a little higher today. I think he threw the first couple of pitches were 97 or 98 miles an hour, whereas last outing they were at 94, 93, 94. There wasn't a whole lot of commitment or conviction to his pitches. And I think, you know, as we talked last time, his last outing, Coop spoke to him a little bit about making sure he brought that intensity that he has the ability to do and to bring it from pitch one, and he did today. I didn't tell him it was his last batter. I wanted to know how he felt and if he wanted this guy. And he said, this is my guy. And I said, okay, then go get him. And as simple as that, no less than that. It meant a lot. You know why? Because when you see your manager come out and you've already, you know, gone through most of your game in terms of what you might think you have in number of pitches available to you, and you reiterate that you want to finish a particular batter because you want to get out of that inning, and you do it, it's an accomplishment. It's a big accomplishment. And for him, pretty good hitter. You know, he battled him, and he was able to get out of that inning and you know, finish completing eight innings of strong, a very, very strong eight-inning outing. You know, he's had games that he's worked through jams early, hasn't been as focused or as intense, and has ended up recovering, maybe not having his best stuff, and battling back and eating up six innings where you think, man, after the first or second, they may not get through five. And a couple of those guys have done that this year, obviously. But I do think that, you know, thankfully, you know, the way he went out today, there was a lot of conviction and intensity and focus in his outing today from pitch one. And I know Coop talked to him about that quite a bit after his last outing. And I think he, you know, took a hold of it and did his job.
Is this the best you've seen him?
Yeah, I would say yes. I mean, you all have seen him as much as I have, and I think it might be, yeah. That was simply, I know you guys talked about, you know, is he going to close out games? It was simply, it happened to be the ninth inning. He had the matchups that we needed to. I had Jonesy ready to go ahead with, you know, to face Ruhr. They're probably going to pinch hit Guzman, but I was going to let him try to get through those three hitters. And if he didn't, Jonesy was going to come in and finish it up. Oh, I think so. Every victory that we manufacture here is certainly helpful and brings some optimism. You know, and maybe some affirmation that, hey, you guys can still win ball games at the major league level. Just we got to do some things the right way, and you give yourself a chance. Pitching was great. Yeah, that's okay.
I don't believe him in.
Yes. And he did. Yeah. There's a lot of conviction that you need to have conviction when you talk to me when I'm going to leave you in there. If I'm going to leave you and give you a chance to finish it up, and you can see. You guys have seen the reaction of other human beings. You know when they're ready to finish something.
That was the key. And I think one of the best.
Oh yeah, we've been together, defending and hitting, pitching, always, you know, it's important. And today was one of the best games for us, and everything was good. So I hope more games come with that. Oh, feel great. You know, we've been lost the last couple of games, but we're still working, still play hard like we do, and we know that's going to turn around. It's really important, you know, that's because one of the best pitcher was today, and hitting always important, defense, and like I say, that was a good game, and everything was together.
I mean, I tried to hit a ground ball. Try to bring that run in, and that was also basic. Oh, he was excited. He was super excited. I mean, he did the best today, so gotta be excited. You for him. That line drive?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was a line drive right to my head. I thought that ball would go down, but just keep going. And I should have cut it. I should have do best, you know, better job.
Pues hizo todos los cambios, pues las conversaciones básicamente se centraron siempre en Yolito y en Kopech. ¿Tú crees que que tú te has posicionado pues en un lugar junto a ellos o incluso mejor que ellos en cuanto a tu lugar en el equipo.
Sabes, no es de lo que se habla, sino de cómo tú te sientas contigo mismo, de la confianza que tú tienes contigo mismo. Y creo que esa es una de las razones de que siempre, ¿sabes? No le presto atención a muchas cosas y siempre vivo confiando en mí, en que yo puedo ser el mejor, ¿sabes? Y creo que esa es una de las cosas que está sucediendo en este momento.
I think it's not about what people say or what people is talking about. It's about the confidence that I have in myself. And, you know, I have a plenty of confidence in myself. And for me, I'm the best. I'm not saying that the other guys are not, but I mean, I'm just saying that that's the kind of confidence that I have. I mean, when I, when I'm on the mound, I'm the best, and I don't care about the rest.
Esta fue la salida más larga de tu carrera. ¿Fue la mejor de tu carrera?
Sí, fue la mejor de mi carrera.
Yes, it was the best of my career.
¿Por qué crees que fue la mejor?
Sabes, me mantenía enfocado y con la, sabes, positivo del primer inning hasta el último inning que tiré. Concentrado en mi picheo, ¿sabes? Tenía confianza en todo mi picheo. Y creo que esa es una de las cosas de que creo que esa fue mi mejor salida.
Because I was a focus and I keep that focus during the whole game. You know, I was executing my pitches. I had confidence in all my pitches. And, you know, I didn't have any doubt. I mean, when I was in the mound, I was feeling good. I was feeling great. And I didn't hesitate in any of the pitches that I threw.
How many times did he shake off Wally today?
¿Cuántas veces cambiaste de señas con Willy? ¿Cuántas veces le dijiste que no a un picheo que Willy te pidió?
Tú.
¿Cómo funcionó en esas dos oportunidades?
No, sabes, cuando coché a The Chill, él me pidió retarte y yo le dije que sabe, quería tirar el ladder y lo tiré. Y después él me dijo que sí, que está bueno el picheo. A veces, sabe, a veces yo quiero un picheo y él quiere algo y solo hay que ejecutarlo.
When I struck out the shields, he asked me for a fastball up and I wanted to throw a slider in and down, and then he said okay, yes, and then I threw in and I struck out him. Then sometimes it's how you feel with that with a specific pitch in a specific count with a specific batter.
Que Leury le dijo que tú debiste haber tenido un hit en lugar de dos hoy.
Oh, sí. No, eso pasa, ¿sabes? Y más que, ¿sabes? Como yo veía la bola, pensaba que él iba a coger el pecho. Y la bola, ¿sabes? Se subió más y eso, pero eso pasa.
Yeah, I mean, and I wasn't worried. I mean, I know that things like that happen. When I saw the connection, I thought that he would be able to cut the ball, you know, easily. But then I saw the replay and the ball elevated more than what I was expecting and what he was expecting too. It was a tough line drive for him too.